Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, State Senator Ira Hansen joins us, along with Paul Enos of the Nevada Trucking Association. You're both here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We are delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Ira Hansen of District 14, along with Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, and our boss in Reno, at where our taping studio is. Wanted to start out with you, Senator,
and
talk about...
Glad to be here, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome. You were working on voter registration list.
Uh-huh.
Did that bill survive?
No.
Was there any bill from a Republican that survived last
really
week?
Minor ones, yeah. No, honestly, Sam, it's been about as bad as last session. Any Republican, they haven't even given the governor himself hearings on his bills. So the answer is no. So I hope on some of the voter, we have all sorts of voter cleanup issues, but we're going to end up putting them on the ballot. So we're going to have to do. Nothing involving election reform is going to come out of the Nevada legislature this time.
And that's a very expensive way to do it. And is that going to be a constitutional change?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. It will be on the redistricting idea. We'll probably talk about that. That would have to be a constitutional change. So that is one that may end up on the ballot. But the bottom line is the people, go back and look at the last election. We had 523,000 Republican votes. We had 490,000 Democrat votes. How is it that my wife and I are both almost in super minority status in both houses? We're supposed to be a democracy. And you'll notice the Republican Party was very competitive on the statewide level. We got a Republican governor, lieutenant governor. Sam Brown didn't win, but he was very competitive. The minute, though, you go to where those redistricting maps have been drawn and gerrymandered, frankly, by a guy named Mark Elias for the National Democratic Party, then suddenly all of that goes out the window, and my party ends up being in super minority status, even though substantially more of my party voted than their party.
Okay, but so, if the boot was on the other foot, mm-hmm. Would Republicans be doing the same thing to have the controls?
Well, probably. You know what? I would hope not, because I would be in the mix. And I'm going to tell you right now, since I've been in that building, I've been nothing but be fair to both parties. Our job there is to do good policy for 3.3 million human beings. And the idea that Democrats never have any good ideas and Republicans only have great ideas is nonsense. So if I was there and I could really fight to make it fair, I would. And that's why I'm pushing the redistricting committee. It's actually ironically copied after California's, which is considered one of the model ones in the nation. You never hear about complaints in California about how the boundaries are structured, ironically enough.
Okay, so how do you feel about the independents, the growth of the independents, and do you believe they are truly independents?
A lot of them are. I think by studying that, what I've learned is when you look at the average district, the independents tend to break on party lines. In other words, if you're an independent in Elko County, Nevada, you're much more likely to vote Republican than otherwise. And if you're an independent in, say, Senator Neal's district in Southern Nevada, you're probably going to vote Democratic. And what they've done when they study is that the independents typically are people that are a little more disillusioned with the system and the parties, and they tend to vote substantially less, about half as much as the other parties do, the regular parties do. So are they independents? I think a lot of them are disillusioned former members of the Democratic or Republican parties. The Independent American Party, which my father started
right
in the 1960s, is a great blessing for the Democrats because they siphon off votes that otherwise would probably go to the Republican Party candidates. I can give you several examples of that. Biggest one, right now we would have Wes Duncan as our Attorney General instead of Aaron Ford, but my uncle Joel Hanson put his name on the ballot and pulled 2 or 3 points that would have otherwise, I'm certain, gone to Wes Duncan, who lost by about less than 1 point. So you have spoiler factors like that. And of course, in our lifetime, you remember Ralph Nader put his name on the ballot, sure, kind of a thing, and that cost Albert Gore from becoming the President of the United States and allowed George Bush Jr. to win. So that third party factor is a very interesting one. But here in Nevada, they tend to break very much along party lines, even though they're officially independent.
So Paul, the governor's got to be really thrilled that there are more and more people joining or potentially joining the race for governor on the Democratic side, because as the senator points out, that could mean good things for him.
No, I mean, I think anytime that there is division on the other side, I think that's good for the, you know, for the opposition. So, you know, the governor is a very popular incumbent, probably the most popular incumbent governor, you know, I think I've seen, you know, since definitely Brian Sandoval, you know, after his first term, not so much during his second term. But no, I think that this is really Joe Lombardo's race to lose.
All right. Let me bring up a bill that I know that you have an interest in, which is Senate Bill 180. Describe, I know it does lots of things, but describe the primary thing it does and what the problem is with it and who brought the bill.
Sure. So Senate Bill 180 doubles the minimum insurance for Nevada-based intrastate trucking companies. So what does that mean? That means a company that is based in Nevada that does not leave its borders, its minimum insurance goes from $750,000 to $1.5 million over the course of 5 years. So why is that a problem? Well, the federal government for interstate carriers has a $750,000 minimum insurance rate. About 93% of all trucking companies are insured for at least $1 million. But you know, your contractors, your farmers, your folks that are moving their own product, your private carriers, your small family based, typically they're insured for that $750,000. So doubling that minimum insurance rate absolutely will have an impact on those businesses. And here's a reality. While it's fairly easy and common to get $1 million insurance policy, insurance carriers are very wary to go to $2 million. So what they do is they require you to do an umbrella. So, and they don't sell those umbrellas in $500,000 increments. So, you know, you would have to, you know, be insured for $1 million and then get another $1 million umbrella. So, you know, that is going to cause a lot of companies to have their insurance rates hike really for no reason. You know, the plaintiff's attorneys who, you know, are behind this did cite truck safety as an issue and that this was going to help with truck safety. Well, Sam, I've looked at the data from every motor carrier involved crash in the state of Nevada for the last 7 years and 2 months. Less than 8%, like 7.4% of all crashes are the folks that would be impacted by these bills, by these Nevada-based intrastate carriers. So it's really kind of a money grab. And honestly, it's kind of a, you know, a punishment from the plaintiff's attorneys who didn't like the fact that the Nevada Trucking Association had signed on as a supporter to cap attorney's fees at 20%. But when you look at the sheer volume of lawsuits that are filed in the Silver State compared to states our size, 181,000 lawsuits were filed in Nevada in 2023. Oregon, state a little bigger than us, they had 113,000. Utah, state about our size, they had 82,000. Nebraska, you know, once again, a state about our size, 62,000. So we are seeing a huge number of lawsuits filed in the state. And, you know, when you look at car accidents and when you and I are only required to have a $25,000, $50,000 per incident, $25,000 for injury, and I think another $20,000 for property. It's much more lucrative to sue a trucking company that has that higher insurance level than, you know, it is your regular guy. So, you know, that's what my folks, you know, why we are so focused on trying to reform our legal system here and trying to end some of these, you know, abusive lawsuits that we've seen.
Okay, so on the other hand, the Justice Association, the trial lawyers, made a settlement with Uber, and so
they did.
We'll get to you in just a moment,
so,
Senator.
Uber got their insurance reduced from $1.5 million to $1 million. And so, okay, the question...
And a lengthy gap between being able to go back and look at this.
Sure. And so the question that one of the representatives for the Nevada Justice Association asked, well, hey, why should we insure, you know, why should we have a higher insurance, you know, on an Uber than a truck? Well, the reality is, you do have higher insurance when you are, you know, if it's one of my bus operators, when you're moving passengers, because the notion is, and not incorrectly so, that a life is more valuable than property. So, you know, when you are moving people, you know, that is much more valuable commodity than just moving freight. So, you know, what we really don't like about this bill, the Senate Bill 180, that is being considered right now in the full Senate of the Nevada legislature, is that your Nevada-based interstate companies would have to pay double what an interstate company that would be operating in the state of Nevada, moving the same amount of freight, would pay. So really, it creates a disparity and an unfair advantage for those interstate carriers over our own local Nevada companies.
Okay, Senator, the floor is yours. Your thoughts.
First of all, Senate Bill 180, one of the more interesting things, I was in that hearing and I had to vote on it. Of course, I voted against it. There's only one other state that requires more than 750,000. That's New Jersey. 49 other states have gone through the same process we're talking about right now. Nevada would only have one other state that it would copy, and that would be New Jersey. And, it, you know, look, let's talk real bluntly, the greater number of deep pockets that we create in Nevada through insurance policies, the more the lawyers make, okay? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. When everybody out there watching this show is driving around and they're seeing every third billboard being some attorney talking about, hey, come see me, we're going to have a lawsuit and make you rich from a car crash, you're paying for that, all right? And you want to know why your car insurance is going through the roof and everybody's insurances are climbing so rapidly? That's why. That is why. So that bill, as Paul pointed out too, that bill hurts the Nevada trucking industry. The interstate guys, we can't force to do this, but we can on the state level. So they are disproportionately forced to pay higher rates than nobody else does. I mean, it's wrong all the way around. And the whole idea of creating these deep pockets, you know, these guys come down, they're pushing all kinds. I mean, this is just one example. They have numerous bills in that building right now to jack up everybody's liability limits. Why? Because there's some problem in Nevada with people not getting properly compensated? No, it's because they make 40% of every one of those lawsuits. And it's a huge problem for the citizens of the state.
Well, it's funny because when you go in and have a discussion with the lawyer, they tell you, if we don't file a lawsuit, it's 10%. Mm-hmm. And then down the road, you find out that there is no settlement unless you file a lawsuit, and then it jumps up to 40%.
I know, and the whole thing is, you and I go back a ways.
Yes.
You remember the construction defect issues?
That
was huge. And same exact problem. All the contractors in Nevada were forced to pay these outrageous insurance rates because of these construction defect class action lawsuits. And those guys were making hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, I remember meeting with one of them, and they told me, they came to our Republican Assembly caucus at the time and said, you know, we do a ton of pro bono work, and, you know, we're not. Well, I went and looked on their website. They had done $280 million in lawsuits. Now, 40% at least, remember, that's after they get to deduct all the costs of the lawsuit and the expert witness fees and all that. They probably made at least $140 million off of the construction defect stuff that they were doing. Not much pro bono in that, Sam.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with State Senator Ira Hansen and Paul Enos after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ira Hansen of District 14 and Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. When you look at the leadership of both houses, it's kind of interesting that they are both, in one way or another, trial lawyers.
Correct.
And how does that play into this?
Well, it plays into, that's why I mentioned earlier, none of these bills are going to see the light of day. They won't even get a hearing. But obviously, for all the people watching the show who wondered why their car insurance rates are going through the roof, it's a big, big deal. So as a legislator, even if my party was in charge and I was once again chair of, say, the Judiciary Committee, we got construction defect done when Republicans were in charge. We would get serious tort reform accomplished if we were back in charge, because in my party, we're not, there are some, but very few that are literally working for the trial lawyers outside of that building.
Okay, so Paul, add into that, and also, are you hoping that the governor will veto whatever comes out of this?
Well, you know, my hope is that it doesn't have to get to his desk. So, you know, we're going to work this bill, you know, every step of the way, you know, just making the case that not only is this unfair to Nevada businesses, but as an industry that moves 95.3% of all the manufactured freight in Nevada, you know, you hit the trucking industry, you're going to hit every consumer in their pocketbook. So, you know, this is inflationary. So, you know, I'm not just lying back and saying, hey, I hope the governor vetoes this. We're gonna work this and, you know, make our case to every reasonable legislator in that building that this is a bad vote for their constituents. But on a broader scale, Sam, you know, when you look at kind of the history of trying to reform our justice system in Nevada over the last 30 years, you know, we had medical malpractice 2003 and a 2005. We had Senator Hansen's bill in 2015 on construction defect. In 2025, we had a reduction of insurance for the TNCs. But we really haven't looked at doing anything on a broad-based scale that would make Nevada a more competitive state, like they've done in most recently Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp spearheading a tort reform package through his legislature. We've seen it in Florida, we've seen it in Texas. In order for Nevada to be competitive, we need to really take a look at what kind of broad-based reforms we can implement in our state, you know, in terms of the justice system. In 2024, the plaintiff's attorneys spent $223 million on advertisements, just on local legal advertisements in the state of Nevada.
Okay, so that, not based on legislation, but just on advertising.
On advertising. So, you know, I really do think, Sam, that this is an issue that voters do care about. We have seen that in polling, you know, on the Uber initiative, that people are making that connection, that they want to see some reform in this arena. So, you know, we are going to be looking at all options moving forward, you know, not just in the legislature, but outside it, and seeing if we can get something broad-based. You know, most recently, last week, there was a headline, $15 million judgment against a Las Vegas casino for a slip and fall case.
Right.
We can't sustain that. And, you know, while people may cheer, hey, good for them, they got $15 million, the reality is that $15 million is gonna make every single insurance company that's doing business in the Silver State reconsider what that risk is for those kind of judgments. And in turn, that's why you've seen our rates go up 30%, 36% on car insurance, you know, in the state of Nevada. That's why we're seeing business, all their lines of insurance going up.
Well, and that's your best selling point, is at a time when everybody's looking at their 401ks, the stock market, that anything that is increasing the cost is going to be a problem. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do a lightning round with these guys right after this.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ira Hansen of District 14 and Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. I want to try and hit a few different issues here.
Sure.
I thought that Mayor Lawson of Sparks' idea for a toll road coming out of TRI, mm-hmm. a terrible traffic jam that exists there because it got 35,000 people now working at TRI.
Right.
Blown off. What happened?
Well, I think that just the concept toll road scares people. I would have supported the bill if we had got to it because it was a study. It wasn't going to be a mandatory toll road. But if you talk to Mayor Lawson, they don't have the money. The whole thing's a mess. I live in Spanish Springs.
Right.
I'm on the Pyramid Highway all the time. And we need to do something about it. And if anybody's got any better idea, fine. But the idea of punching a road back through that area, I know that I'm super familiar with that area, all the way back over to where it used to come out at the 102 Ranch. Remember the 102 Ranch?
Sure.
That would make perfect sense. But the concept of a toll road just scares people.
Well, especially a toll road for, you know, workforce. I mean, you know, there is something that's kind of a little off-putting about saying, hey, you got to go to work. We're going to make sure you're paying.
But it was a study.
Okay.
It allowed for a demonstration project for public-private partnerships.
For the people from California, which are a huge number of them out there, you know, they hate the toll roads in California. So they're picturing that same thing.
Well, I just look at it and think to myself, because I was in, it got stopped by an accident on the freeway coming back from Winnemucca a couple of years ago, and we sat on I-80 for 2.5 hours while they cleared the accident.
Right.
No problem with the cops doing that, of course, but the fact that there is no other road to go to, that was kind of...
No, redundancies make a tremendous amount of sense. The toll road mechanism, the public-private partnerships, you know, those are things that I think Nevada needs to be very cautious of, And when we do look at, you know, how do we pay for those kind of things, those roads, you know, we do pay a lot of fuel tax in Washoe County. I think fuel tax is the best mechanism. And really, it's up to those local governments to prioritize where that money gets spent.
Okay. But
I got to tell you, though, I'm very sympathetic to the mayor because he has a bunch of people like me in Spanish Springs. And why don't you do something about it? There's no funding mechanism.
Right.
And he simply wanted to have a study if it's even feasible to do the toll road. That's all the bill was going to do.
Well, and we're seeing that not only Sparks, but Reno and down the road a little ways, Washoe County are all going to have major funding problems. And so something needs to be done to address those for basic services.
Well, let me ask. You need to talk then at some point on your show about abatements and all these tax breaks we're given to all these giant corporations. So that we don't have the revenue we need for all the infrastructure.
Okay, but do you
another show?
No, and that's fine. But I mean, do you not want a Tesla coming in and putting in two multi-billion-dollar projects and creating that many thousand jobs?
Sure, but that's why I voted for Tesla initially. That was to prime the pump. It's become a pattern now. Every big business coming to Nevada, including Hollywood now, wants some kind of tax break. And we've been giving away tens of hundreds. Last time I saw, Sam, it was almost $600 million in lost revenue.
Okay, so you're a no vote on the movie studios?
Oh, I'm a hell no. Yeah, because we don't have the revenue. City of Sparks is $18 million in the hole, 10% of their budget because of this sort of stuff.
Okay, you got 15 seconds to...
Look, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens on May 1st with the Economic Forum and, you know, how far down we are going to be from December to May. So, I mean, I think we're going to see some budget revisions, and you do look at a lot of those abatements, and I'm not sure that they're going to survive.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. A very lively
thank
program.
You.
We'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.